Hello, and thank you for joining me. This is Jaded, and I am Jody. And it's been a while, to say the least. Definitely been a while. Recently came across this song, and, well, let me just say it kind of touched me. Kind of reached into a part that, to the point where I really want that as my epitaph. Jody was brave. Jody did things that others don't dare to, said things others don't want to speak and mostly don't want to hear. But, that is me. Sometimes there's a way out. Sometimes there is an ending that you don't see, that you don't seek because you're afraid to speak. And I definitely have never been one to be afraid to speak. Ask anyone around me. Whether this is to my benefit or to my demise, I guess only life will tell. But for now, I found a theme song, and I'm quite happy with it. So I'm going to roll with it. And just want to say sorry for being gone so long. Many things happen in life. I think we all understand that we aren't expecting that we don't know how to deal with that. Tend to consume us for a little bit, and well, there's always a way out. There has to be. Things are not always as bad as they seem. That is what my life has shown me, and no matter how desperate or down we get, it doesn't have to remain that way. So here's to looking to the positive, here's to seeing life change. Here's to getting good out of life, because there is always good to be had. So, just a bit of ketchup. And not ketchup, like, ketchup anyway. Probably not funny to anyone but me, and that is something I'm learning as well. I have a sense of humor that only I get, and I'm learning to be okay with that. It makes me laugh, and making me laugh is hard to do, so if I can do it, good for me. Lots of changes going on in life. Lots of tragedy happened in the family. Support and love going out to my brother and my sister-in-law for all that's gone on with my niece. Difficult things, to say the least. Difficult to talk about myself when there's so many more important things going on, like the hurricane in Florida, loss of lives down there. Difficult for me to speak about because I had a very, very good friend who used to reside in Tampa Bay, a little bit outside in St. Petersburg, and he tragically lost his life a couple years ago, but it's still difficult for me to think of St. Petersburg in the Tampa Bay area without thinking about him. He left behind a daughter, young age. Probably doesn't remember me, though I met her on more than one occasion. My thoughts and prayers go out to her and her mother. I hope that all is well. Lots of devastation in the southern part of the U.S. And, well, many more tales of tragedy and desperation that do not have much to do with me, but do affect me as a human being, because tragedy can strike at any time, and very few of us are prepared for that, and many more of us are equipped to deal with it. So I am grateful for the situation I am in and the blessings that I have. I apologize for how that recording cut off. And just listening to it, I do say, quite a bit. So I will try to rectify that. My point was, there is a lot going on in the United States, and no matter how down and depressed I get about my own situation, it is quite minuscule compared to what is actually going on. I was unsure about continuing this podcast because I do feel it's irrelevant on many levels, and the fact that probably no one listens even more to the point that there should not be a continuation of this. However, I had a much needed appointment with my therapist on Monday, and when talking to her about the things that matter to me, the milestones that I'm making, the struggles I have, and the things I've overcome, though they may not be important to anyone, they are important to me. And it is okay for me to see them as important. It is okay for me to want to make record of them. And whether she's just blowing smoke or whether she's true, I want to run with that. Because I know someday I'm not going to be here. Someday my plight and my flight and my struggle aren't going to mean shit to anyone. But to me right now, they mean a great deal. And the obstacles I'm overcoming and the efforts I'm making and just the things I've overcome personally, though they might not mean anything to anyone, they do mean a great deal to me. And if this is the only way I can record them, I'm going to keep doing it. And whether or not anyone listens is not important. To me, it's that I'm doing it. I am doing it. And the things I've been through aren't tiny. They're not small. They're not as big as some of the things other people have gone through, but to me, they're monumental. As are my efforts, as are my struggles, and as are the gains and the progress I've made. Short though this may be, more important than I can ever verbalize. So if you are listening, thank you. This is Jaded, and I am Jody.